Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day, as well as the Old Testament reading. But I read for you again these words. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So far, the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. God spoke to and through Isaiah the prophet. "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. And He, that is God, continues to speak that word of comfort to us today. He speaks a word of comfort to those who need His comfort, to those who are His, to those who hear His voice and follow Him. And He speaks this comfort in the wilderness, a place of solitude, a place without all the comforts of home, a place where people have to rely on God in order to survive. And that's a good place to be. God is doing His work in the hearts of His people out in the wilderness. Indeed, the wilderness plays a big part in the history of God's people. The Lord God brought His people Israel out of bondage in Egypt and brought them to Himself. First to Mount Sinai, and then into the wilderness itself. Having rejected God's promise of the land He was giving them, He gives them a time out before leading them into the promised land. They had to learn to rely on God to supply all their needs, including food and water. And God did provide for them, though Israel grumbled and complained and griped the whole time. During the wilderness wanderings, instead of drawing closer to their Lord in humble repentance and reliance, Israel most often continued in her rebellious ways. Later, the prophet Elijah would often be found in the wilderness, calling the nation to repentance, to turn from their double-minded ways to serve the Lord alone. Elijah, the austere, ascetic prophet, wore a garment of hair with a leather belt around his waist. Sound familiar? Yes, John the Baptist is basically replaying the ministry of Elijah, even down to his clothing. Both men were strong preachers of repentance. Some years after Elijah, Isaiah prophesied a voice in the wilderness, a voice crying out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." And John the Baptist is that voice. John is the messenger who would prepare the way of the Lord. That is, the way of Jesus Christ. And so a voice cries in the wilderness. And what does he cry? He preaches repentance, penitential preparation before the coming of the Lord. "Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. The King is coming. He's on His way. And the appropriate way to greet Him is by straightening out any crooked paths and smoothing out any rough places before Him. Repentance. Getting our thoughts in line with God's thoughts. Making the necessary corrections in our lives to befit His ways. Repentance is the way to get ready for the Lord's coming. Do you have any crooked paths in your life that need to be straightened out? Are there paths you tend to take that you know are off track? Ways that go against the desire of the Lord God as He sets it before you in His Ten Commandments? Dear Christian, while we're out here in the wilderness in Advent, confess those sins and ask for the Lord's help in going the right way. Do you have rough places in your life that need to be smoothed out? Is it the way you talk to people, your loved ones, even your family members, running roughshod over them with your words? Is it the anger or unforgiveness you bear in your heart? The grudge that you're nursing and won't let go? Well, you're out here in the wilderness this Advent precisely to get those things dealt with. Let the Holy Spirit work love and forgiveness and healing in your heart. Confess your sins before God. Seek reconciliation with those with whom your relationships are strained. And let God work a healing and do a new work in you. Advent is a time for just such repentance and road repair. A voice cries in the wilderness. What does he cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. Isaiah is writing and John is crying out, reminding us of the mortality of man. Our life here is all too brief. There is an end of days before us. Time is short. The vigor and vitality of youth fades all too quickly. The green grass of May and June turns to dull yellows and browns of November and December. The glorious beauty of the flower fades, as does our beauty and strength as we head into the winter of our lives. Death and the grave still loom before us, no matter how hard we diet and exercise, no matter how well we do at straightening out our lives and flying right. Who will rescue us from our ruin? And John preaches not only penitential preparation, but also, and most especially, hopeful expectation. There is an answer to our desperate situation. The answer is coming. It's on its way. Rather, He is on His way. For John says, after me comes He who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. John, the forerunner of Christ, points us to Christ, the coming one. The one mightier and greater than John, Jesus, the Messiah, God in the flesh, who Himself is anointed with the Holy Spirit at His baptism, and who now bestows that same Spirit on us in our baptism. Jesus is about to come on the scene, and John is getting the people ready to receive him. This is the hopeful expectation that is going on in the wilderness. Christ is coming. He is on his way. Look, John was baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. For the forgiveness of sins. Did you catch that? There is the comfort and there is the hope. John is doing what Isaiah said the voice would do. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. John is the preacher of hopeful expectation. You do have hope in your future, and Jesus guarantees it. The hope comes with the forgiveness of sins. That is why Jesus is coming. He's coming to do the forgiveness of sins thing. The Son of God came in the flesh in order to suffer and die for your sake. Your sins were too much for you. They were killing you. So God sent his own Son into the world to do what we could not do, pay for our sins, and rescue us from death and the devil. This Jesus did by going the way of the cross for you. The path he rode took him over palm branches and cloaks, but it led him on the way of sorrows to a rough tree and a crown of thorns. The king is coming, all right, but not in the way you would expect. But it's the only way that the job gets done. This is the voice we love to hear, for it proclaims good news. It tells us of the God who acts mightily to rescue bewildered, beaten down sinners. Yes, good news. Behold your God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's what John proclaims. And that's what he will proclaim even more when Jesus appears on the scene. The Advent trip to the wilderness is getting people ready to realize their need for this Savior sent from heaven. Getting us ready to welcome our Lord with joy and delight and great relief. Yes, Jesus is your comfort. The forgiveness of sins he bestows guarantees your rescue from death and gives you eternal life. The dead grass and the faded flower will come back to life. The resurrection comes to give you comfort even in the here and now. Whatever comes your way, Christ's resurrection, his power of life, is greater. Heartache, heart attack, disease, discord, death itself. There is one mightier than all of these. And the comfort is that his might is exercised on our behalf. That's what we see and hear during Advent. This season is the church's trip to the wilderness. For indeed, this is where God does some of his best work. To him be all the glory. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.